Lecture topic. Anything that leads to a sin is also a sin.
Purpose for people not getting any kind of success in the world, or not getting whatever benefit whatever they're doing, is because they don't trust Allah. Everyone got a reason. Some people doing it because they trust Allah. So you read this wazifa, read that wazifa. They expect it now, I read wazifa today, I'm going to read tomorrow. That's a test now. Trust is when he'll decide what to give you. When he decides, he'll give you. When he'll give you, how he'll give you, that is his business. But now you test me, Allah Ta'ala, say, Allah Ta'ala, do it now, you must give it to me now. Yes, you can make dua like that. To Allah, I'm making dua. Allah, give me now. That is now you're begging to Allah Ta'ala. One is to beg to Allah Ta'ala. And make dua to Allah, I want this, give it to me now. Now when he does not give it to you now, you still, your relationship with him is still the same. You won't sit on quietly. Like certain people, they make dua for a few days. When nothing is happening, they still leave it. Allah said, leave it, I won't leave you. I don't need you, you need me. But I know what is good for you. I know what is good for you. Many a times you ask for so many things, Allah said, no, I don't want to give you. He's given the next person, I won't give you. And many a time you cry in front of me, you say, I love his cry, I want him to cry more in front of me. Every time you take a tea in front of him, I don't know what I must tell you. That tea is worth a million. Not even a million, more than that. When a day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will tell you that, you know, I'm giving you this, I'm giving you that, I'm giving you that. Would you ask in the world, I deprived you there, I'm giving it to you now. Yeah. That time you say, Ya Allah, why didn't you leave all that gift to me in the world? Didn't you ask that? So don't test Allah Ta'ala. Trust Allah Ta'ala. If you have trust in Allah Ta'ala, then when you do not wait when you will get it, he'll decide when I will get it. And become a true slave that he knows what is good for me. I'm going to ask, oh Allah, give me a child, oh Allah, give me a child. That is my duty. Allah did not give you. Allah, I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. Oh Allah, give me this, give me that. You are going to cry and ask and he won't give you, but if he does not give you, you know in your heart of hearts, Allah knows what is good for you. But your relationship with Allah Ta'ala become more stronger, not weaker. You won't leave it and sit down quietly. The moment you leave it and sit down quietly, that relationship is not relationship. Relationship with I'm asking him, he knows what is good for me. Only in Akhirat you come to know all those things, but you are not given in this world. But in the Akhirah, we come to know how much Allah will give. That's like for two brothers. One person was very, very pious, you know. And Allah Ta'ala was giving him everything. The other brother was not getting anything. It so happened that the brother said, oh, come, I'm not getting anything. He said, so let me try what he's doing. But he did it for a few days, nothing coming. See, this is our position, you know. We want everything to come overnight. Remember, Allah Ta'ala loves the banda who cries in front of him. When Allah doesn't want to have something to do with him, for anyone, he gives him very quickly, Jao, go. But when Allah Ta'ala loves a person, say, Bro, cry in front of me, I want you to cry. And he boasts in front of Farishta, look at my banda, how he's crying. But we don't know how to cry, what must do? So this brother, after some time, did not get anything. So he told his brother, hey, what's wrong, man? You getting everything, I'm not getting, I'm doing the same thing, I'm not getting anything. How nice he told him, you test Allah Ta'ala, I trust Allah. So don't test Allah Ta'ala. When you ask something, leave it in Allah's hands. He knows what is good for you. وَإِن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ وَإِن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Many a time you ask Allah Ta'ala for something, but that's not good for you. And many a time when you do not like something, Allah gives you. And sometimes, and most of the time, not sometimes, He gives you better than that. Better than that. But the relationship with Allah Ta'ala must become strong, not become weak. The relationship with Allah Ta'ala. You don't get work coming, you're not getting work. Don't worry. You make efforts. Trying this work, all kind of things you're trying. Not getting anywhere. Not losing hope. Because it's only one door. There's another door, it's another door. If you want to leave that door, go to another door. If you got another door. No, that is my door. He knows what is good. I must keep him happy so he gives him more quicker. Most important thing to Allah Ta'ala happy. We are depriving of our rosy merely because of our sins that we committed. Our dua is not being accepted merely because of the sins we are committing. A person has been deprived of his rosy merely because of him committing guna. The hadith is mentioned. So the more you keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, the more Allah ta'ala gives you. But don't wait for it. My duty is to keep Allah happy. He'll give me whenever He decides. So that is what a person has to do. And the more important is but keep away from sins. Today the subject Hazrat is talking about guna ke taraf pahunchane wali cheez bhi mamnu hoti hai. Anything that leads to sin must keep away from that. Hazrat's madhis today is anything that keeps away from sins, that will cause you to go to a sins, you must keep away from. They gave Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Sahib, Abu Hanifa rahmatullah. His taqwa was very great. His taqwa was so great and real. And you must know he was most close to the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His condition, Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi, was a very handsome boy. But he had no beard. And he came from a very good family too, rich family. When he came to him to ask him to become a student of yours, he looked at him and said, you've got no beard. Look how he's concerned about this kind of what I mustn't commit in sin. You've got no beard. To show us this much that we must also be very careful today. Whether you're teaching, whether whatever you're doing, a child who's got no beard must keep up. His taqwa was so great, so much that he was keeping far away. Our taqwa is there. Lihaza, hamare peeche bench aoga. Made him sit in the back. Completely made him sit in the back where he cannot see him at all. Yahan se maloom hua ke istiba ki jagah bhi bachna chahiye. As we say, from this we conclude that where this place is where you are supposed to keep away from, you must make sure you keep away from this. Keep away from the places. Why are you going to those places and call those things? Anything that will cause you to commit a sin, you must keep away from it. Allah Ta'ala says to Adam al-Islam, وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِي الشَّجَرَةَ. Never told him, do not eat that fruit. Told him, do not go near that tree, because when you go near that tree, you are going to eat it. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. He never said, do not commit zina. He said, don't go near zina. What's the meaning of that? The thing that will cause you to commit zina, keep away from that. Those things will keep you away from zina. If those things you keep away from, then only you keep away from zina, then you commit zina. That even if you will not be alone with a woman in one room. And today there's so many things happening where big shots, you know, they say, or big secretaries, khuda khair kare. Just to try to tell you that Allah Ta'ala says, do not go even near zina, do not commit zina, do not go near zina. The glass, that woman who are drank the water from, you're not supposed to drink from that water too, from that glass. Everything that will cause you to commit a guna. To that extent, let us say this month that you not given up to you. You see, it's so important that when you speak on the phone also, you must be very careful. Nowadays, when a woman talks to you harsh, you get very angry. Whereas the Quran is mentioned, she will be harsh with you. And she must be very sweet to the husband. She must be very sweet to the husband. I know one woman, Bijari, I'll tell you, if the woman were like her, then she's a Jannati. When anyone phones was, she don't know who that person is. My husband is not here. My husband is not here. That's all, my husband not here. And the way she said to the Prophet, put the phone down quickly to me. That is what Allah wants us to do. Very important, these are things are very important. Not to entice anyone to commit the thing, anything wrong to. Nowadays you put a phone call, how's your mother, how's your father, how's your brother, how's your sister? When you know my sister and brother and father. It's not allowed to say like that. Leave alone them. If you meet one person for the first time, you can't ask him how's your father. He'll ask, you know my father. You know my father. That is what Paul calls a futile thoughts. Someone is close to you, he says, how are you? But that person who does not know him at all, what they'll go to his father and mother and sister. Like one buzuk says, you know my father. Not that he was arrogant with him, to teach him that why did you speak something which got futile. So Hazrat is saying, Kavala taqrabu zina, go near zina. Sad part is today the cell phone is committing zina. My friend Mona Hazrat Mona Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should always speak on pornography. All the time speaking about it. What was the reason for that? Because that was a sickness. If the sickness goes away, then you stop talking about it. But if the sickness is there, you have to talk about it. To that extent, it's gone, it's gone. It's gone now worse now. Even the small children are looking at it too. It's gone out of control. So that is also Allah taqrabu zina. A child has not even reached the age of puberty. Now so many things, know so many things to be suffering. You don't know, you and I do not know to. Where we are gone to. Allah, haya wa shu'batul iman. Haya is part of iman, but look at this. We are taking it very lightly because now we give every child, you know, a cell phone. As long as my child is a master in cell phone, he's master. He must know everything, the tricks, all the tricks. The father is sleeping, the mother is sleeping. The whole night the child is now involved in whatever filth he's looking at. Allah Mari Father Pramai, because we can't talk of anyone because of our own house we got children like that. Because the time the husband and wife should talk together, sleep together, would take in the name of Allah. But now the wife is using her own time, husband taking home. And they sleep with shaitan and wake up with shaitan. All the sicknesses are taking place in front of us. We can see what's happening. It makes no difference. It makes no difference. Whereas the sickness is a lesson for us that remember the sins are causing this thing to whatever happens. For my matlab ye ke zina ke jo azbab hai, dekhna, chhona, baate karna wagera, ye bhi na karo. Because your eyes, the moment you look at something, your eyes look at it, khalas, you looked at it. The moment you looked at it, what the next thing you're going to do? Isi tarah Hazrat Adam Hawa ko farmaya ke daraf ke qareeb bhi na jao, aur to qareeb jana mana tha. Thoda sa aage jao, don't even go near the tree, because you go, the moment you go near the tree. Magar qareeb jana sabab hai khane ka, lihaza sabab hai khana. دیکھیں جب شراب کی حرمت نازل ہوئی تو حرمت شراب کے ساتھ وہ برتن جیلی ہوا. اللہ تعالیٰ میں شراب حرام the bartan, you know, the utensils all become haram. Everything becomes haram. You don't go near it at all. Iska istemal bhi mamnu ho gaya. Wajah ye thi ke chuke wo sharab ke aadi reh chuke the. Habitual to sharab. Now the moment they see that kind of glass, what happens? That utensil is not, that will entice them to go near it. ہو سکتا ہے کہ طبیعت ان کی مچھلی برتن پر دیکھ کر شراب کی طرف, اس لیے برتنوں کے استعمال بھی منع کر دیا اور مٹکوں میں شراب رکھی ہوئی تھی ان کو بھی توڑنے کا حکم دیا تھا. اللہ تعالیٰ میں بھی تقریباً بیرلس بریک دیٹ ڈونٹ ہیو نتھنگ جس کی میں جنتے ہیں سو مچ آف لف اللہ تعالیٰ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that the moment the hurmat came, haram, then they threw everything away and today we're doing openly. Today we're doing openly. They were habitual to it, completely, they were selling there so much. But the moment haram, Allah Ta'ala haram, it was thrown on the streets, we won't go near it. Now Muslims are going near it. It reminds me of, you know, this breaking of this barrels. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, I think it was him, that the king of that time, he ordered this wine and it came by ship. So when the thing came, he was at the harbor and he saw the thing there. And he took one and he's hitting it, breaking it down. He didn't bother with the king's one. He gave, broke. When he came to the ninth one, he broke. The tenth one, he said, this is the king's thing I'm doing. I'm someone now. He stopped straight away. Well, the king got the news, got very angry about it. He called him up, said, what is this you did? He said, you know that haram is haram. You're not supposed to drink. Then why did you stop the ninth one? You came broken. Why did the tenth one you not break? He said, the ninth time, and all the time I was hitting for sake of Allah. I was hitting for the sake of Allah. The tenth one, I was doing, hey, Abdullah, you are someone now. Even you're forgetting this king also, you can do it this to me. He said, the moment this thought came into me, he said, no, this is not for Allah. Not for Allah Ta'ala, he left it. Because of his sincerity, the king also made tawbah and he left it too. So this is what is mubtala hota hai, isliye bartanon mein istemal karna bhi haram hai. Must not go near it too. Like what Hazrat is saying, another incident of kashf or ilham be haqiqat. Today you know we want kashf, no? Hey, kashf, man. We want to go to that buzruk, he kashf. Hey, you can get, because while you're sitting here, you can tell what is in our heart. What is in our heart? Hey, he told us today. Man. When you sit in his company, he just gives us the news. Just, that's what he wants. That's what, today, a person called a buzruk when a time say, hey, what was in our heart? He just told it to us. You came to him and just sat down to him. And before we can talk, he gave your answers. Kashf. فرمایا کش کوئی چیز نہیں ہے, کش کوئی, ڈو ناٹ جمپ ان کنکلوژن یو سی اے پرسن یو سے اے یو سے پرسن کش نہ کوئی چیز نہیں, نتھنگ ٹو ٹاک اباؤٹ. کش تو جانور کو بھی ہوتا ہے, یو سی ڈاگس وین یو گو ان قبر دے واک آن قبر دے کین ایگزیکٹلی نو واٹس ہیپن دا پرسن ول گیٹ پاس اوے اف یو گیٹ پنشمنٹ یو نو دیٹ ٹو سو دے کین کش ٹو تو دیکھے نہیں کشت. اسی طرح وہ اسی طرح دیکھے آپ کے بیریز بے شہد, ایون دا شہد تو اللہ تعالیٰ شہد کی مکی دہانی تبھی اللہ تعالیٰ پوری ہانی پر انعام آنے دیں گے. وٹ ٹو ڈو دا بیبی وین از بورن, ہاؤ کم دا بیبی ول پٹ از ماؤتھ بائی دا بریسٹ آف دا مدر ناٹ دا نوز آف دا مدر. بیبی نو دا تھنگ Allah Ta'ala puts ilham in that baby's heart that this is what you must do. Allah Ta'ala puts it. Do peete bhi ilham hota hai. Ilham to hai ki bachcha बस नहीं तो ये कोई चीज नहीं है. डोंट टेक दिस, डोंट लुक इट, डोंट एवर टेक इंपॉर्टेंट असल चीज. नाउ डोंट एवर थिंक इंपॉर्टेंट व्हेन यू हियर अवर पर्सन दिस पर्सन इज अ बिग गुरु दिस पर्सन यू नो यू जस्ट गेट इल्हाम जस्ट लाइक दैट गेट दिस नियर कस्टमर. डोंट टेक इंपॉर्टेंस. असल चीज है इत्तिबा सुन्नत. असल चीज anyone you look into his life, he is following the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you must follow him. Not one he get karamat to. Buzroof should find the word karmat. Karamat means karmat. They are frightened that it mustn't be that if they do some karamat here, yeah, their state in Jannah will become lowered. They are frightened. And we want to do karamat here, yeah, to show. And they fear that karamat will not take place here, yeah, so that the stated in Jannah to win. So, ittiba'i sunnah. Junayd Baghdadi, rahmatullahi, a person stayed with him for about 20 years or 10 years, whatever. Now, we must know, 20 years, this relationship there now. And I told him, now one day, he said, I'm going away from here. I said, why are you going? He said, I stayed by you, I never saw one karamat also. So, okay. She told him that we can go home, no problem. But I'll ask you one question. The 20 years or 10 years you stayed with me, did you see me doing anything against the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You saw what he said? Did you see me doing anything against the sunnah of this? He said, not one. So, what better karamat than that one? What bigger karamat than that? What bigger karamat than that you want? Because every reason if you buy sunnah, follow the sunnah to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you got everything. So he's one of the asmandic. Like you know the husband. Wives don't trust you. The whole world can call you buzu, but not your wife. If she calls you buzu, you someone. So what happened? She speaks of high of other busuk, they can fly in the air, they can do this, they can do that too. So one day, she saw one busuk flying in the air. And flying in the air, she told him, today I saw a busuk. I saw a busuk today. He said, what? He was really flying in the air. The husband said, it was me. That's why you were frightened. Straight to me, she said that. One time she's praising, the moment she said, it's me, khalas. So you are expecting your wife to praise you. It's kashf and karamat. You know, Hasan Basri rahmatullahi waqiyah. Hasan asal chiz itibai sunnat. Hasan izgimi Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi. Pani par musalla bichha namaz par rahe. On the water, he's got his musalla and his namaz. Unki muridni, the muridni, Rabia Basri. Rabia Basri. Hazrat will always say, you know, if women should be given khilafat, she could have been khilafat. But women cannot be given khilafat. How great she was. When Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, when Rabia Basri is not in the madis, there's another effect. But if she's in the madis, another effect. You know that exactly she's there. Now just imagine that Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi has got his musalla there on the water, and his muridni of Rabia Basri, she went there and she saw. Wahan tak ko Hazrat Rabia ne arz kiya ke jao. Aapne dekha wo the. The moment she went there, she went above the high, the sky is in the air, she read namaz. The sheikh is reading the one namaz in the water, and she read namaz in the air. Now if you and I are there, and your sheikh went water and you went up the sky, what do you think? I'm far better than you. I'm far better than you. I'm nothing. My sheikh is nothing. I'm far better than you. You know what she said? Hazrat, What I have done, what you have done, is what the fishes do. And what I have done, what the flies do. What is a fly or a fish? In other words, this is what. In other words, in their eyes is nothing. They don't want people to look at them, praise them with these kind of things. And today we look for these kind of things. So they are saying, "Dekhe, apne ko husn aur hasan basib ustaz se ghataya ke makke ke saath misal di." That is ustaz now. You make sure that you look lower them. It reminds me of an incident Hazrat he gave us, Sri Safati Rahmatullah Ali. And he was a sheikh of Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali. It so happened that one of his lady mutni, her child was getting drowned. Getting drowned. So the people came and told her that your child is getting drowned. She's not paying attention to it. She's not paying any importance to it. Now when the people saw that she's not taking any importance to it, so she said that they went to her Sri Safati. Sheikh, this is what's happening, and she don't want to go to the child drowned. So he went there. Baribi, this Mahazari is saying, Baribi, don't you know your child is going to drown? Hazrat, my child and get drowned. Come, let's go. She put on a burqa and she goes to the river wherever the brown drowned. She stands there and she takes the son's name. Fala, so and so, Jima came out. Sri Sakhadev, what is this now? What's happening here now? She says, Hazrat, whatever happens before time, Allah give me itla. Allah informs me that this is going to happen. This is going to happen. So this incident never informed, not informed by me. So I know it did not happen. Then my husband is saying, see, she, what high she was, but she never took herself more high than a sheikh. She still had the sheikh to be high. Today is not like that. Little bit you can fly in the air. Class. No chance. No chance. The sheikh has to sit on one side now. That, no, I'm not saying. He said, oh, achho ka zamana tha, ye ocho ka zamana tha. Mahazrat said, achho, I'm taking only Mahazrat's names, my words. He said, oh, that achho ka zamana tha. They take the sheikh to be very high. And yeah, ocho ka zamana. The little bird they can fly in the air, that little fly where he got it from too. Who gave him that thing too? Jee, Sulook to farmaya to jo maine takkar kar dekha wo makki ka. This is what it is actually. And last part, because Ramadan coming, and one hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The mu'min ek aan se khata hai aur kafir saat aankhon se khata hai. Mumin eats with one intestine and the kafir is seven intestines. That shows that we are not supposed to eat too much. But why are we eating too much? Is because aantho khate. Wajah ye hai ke kalima taiba khud uski ghiza hai. His food is kalima taiba itself. You see, you'll only understand this when you become acquainted with your head, the zikr, what I mention all the time. The zikrullah all the time you make. When you become to make zikr all the time, as I mentioned to you, when you're walking, making zikr, talk, when you're alone making zikr, in the masjid making zikr. You'll only talk what is necessary. You're driving, you're making zikr. Every moment you're making zikr, that is your ghiza. Ghiza means your food. That becomes your food. You're reading Quran all the time. Hafiz Quran, you Quran all the time. That is his food. So as he says, ke mumin ke liye to aur kalima taiba khud unki ghiza hai. Mutlak iman is sab ghiza hai. Iman is sab is ghiza. Is food. Mumin ke liye to aur aza iman bhi. Par kyunke jism khaqi hai, this wisdom of ours is hakki, means clay, made of sand. It has to live. It needs its nourishment. This body of ours needs nourishment. But what? Uski baka ke liye thodi ghiza jo ek aan ke liye aa jaye kaafi hai. To make the body live in this world, to remain in this world, the little bit food that you must eat, not little bit that, but I'm trying to say now, don't misunderstand me, you don't eat food at all now. Eat that much that your stomach is full, not the heart full. We are today, when we're eating food, now that food is full, completely full. The wife got a different dessert now. That dessert, you look at it, your eyes became bigger than that. Now you forgot what you're supposed to do. Yeah, my husband, how many places you go to eat in one day? Sabka dil rakha lekin wo thoda sa. Everything. Eat that little bit. Who's stopping? To keep a person's heart. Not that you must eat with it. As he says, ke thoda sa ghiza jo ek aankh de a jaye kaafi ho jate. That much you must eat. Eat that much. اور یہ جب ہے کہ ابھی اس مومن نے کوئی عمل نہیں کیا تھا کیونکہ حضور نے ایک نو because this is happening because he did not start doing his zikr everything, that's why he did not experience this things. Once you begin to make zikr Allah Ta'ala all the time, you will begin to experience that food is not important to you, but you just use it because it's necessary for me to eat, that's why I'm eating, to look after my body, but this is not taking important. That I must have this and I must have that. He says that Nabi Karim SAW said, ek no Muslim ke iman ke waqt. One person became new Muslim from Nabi Karim SAW. Jab qabla iman usne ziyada khaya tha. Before iman he was eating lot. You think lot he was eating. Baad al iman uski giza kam ho gayi thi. The moment he brought iman, his food became very less. This food became very less. Isi tarah jab amal ke kasrat hoti hai, Hazrat Singh, Mahazrat Singh, when you're making your amal kasrat, then continuously, are you making everything, your amal, don't overdo things. Zikr to be made, don't overdo things. You're making tilawat of Quran, don't overdo it. You know, whatever you're doing, nafil namaz, whatever you're doing, kasrat hoti hai, aur iman mein, aur dawam taqwa, aur kasrat zikr se quwwat aati rehti hai. When a person continues making zikr all the time and keeping away from all the sins and making zikr now the rest of it too, it actually increases his taqwa, increases iman, increases everything, but it lowers his food taking. Because his food is something else now. His food is? He does not overeat because he realizes he doesn't overeat, what can happen, he cannot do that ibadah too. But don't misunderstand, with a busuk, he should eat one goat. One goat or half goat, whatever. So someone told Hazrat, someone said, look at how much ibadat he's making. When he saw the ibadat he was making, that food was too little. The food was too little. Just to tell you that how much what it is, to kasra the zikr se quwwat aati rehti. Something new to understand is very important. If you make zikr all the time, if Allah Ta'ala gives you some other kind of strength. Kasrat zikr, Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, illallah, whatever, astaghfirullah, illallah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Allah, whatever you make it, make the zikr. When you're free, make all kind of zikr all the time. What is happening? Dawam al-taqwa, remember one thing, what kasrat zikr would come. In abundance you can make zikr, but dawam and taqwa is important. What means dawam and taqwa? Continuously having taqwa in every way. Taqwa in? Not only in one way, in every command of Allah, taqwa. Taqwa must be there. That is a condition. Hazrat used to say, dawam and taqwa, kathar zikr. This is Hazrat's word, dawam and taqwa. In other words, you have to be 24 hours in taqwa. 24 hours in taqwa, your eyes are controlled, your ears are controlled, your heart are controlled, your hand are controlled, your legs are controlled. Everything is controlled, dawam and taqwa in everything. When your eyes are going to you, you've got taqwa in you. Your ears are going to taqwa in you. Your heart is going to taqwa in you. Kasrat the zikr, that will make zikr with that. Then the zikr will become even more. The food becoming stronger. Kasa zikr. Kuvat aati rehti hai. Kuvat aati rehti hai. The more you continuously doing those things, you get more strong, stronger all the time. You're getting more strength coming all the time. Kuvat aati rehti hai. To ghiza kam hoti rehti hai. Kuvat aati rehti hai. To ghiza kam hoti rehti hai. Ghiza means what? The dunya ghiza. You don't eat food after that too. Yeah, you keep your wife happy, you eat food. You keep everyone happy, you eat food. No more now you got grief for food, you got grief for another food now. You got grief for? Yehi wajah hai ki Ahlullah ki ghiza jismani kam hoti hai. As he says, yehi wajah, that is why you find Ahlullah ki ghiza. And Qasim Nanati rahmatullahi alayhi, and shouldn't eat food at all. Just for the sake of eating, but just to keep it. No food at all. But please, you listen to this, and you don't do that, eh? Because at the moment you are a buzzo. I don't know what will happen afterwards. Please. I'm just telling you, eat well. Achha khao, achha pheno. Hazard's word is, achha khao, achha pheno. Or gunao se bacho. Gunao se bacho. Keep away from sins. Kisi ko takleef mat karo. That is the meaning of achha khao, achha pheno. Jismani kam hote hain. Zikr wa taqwa unki ghiza banti rehti hai. Khoob samajh liya jaye. Hazrat says, listen to this very carefully. In other words, we must bring that thing in our lives. You bring it out in our lives. Then make lot of zikr. Make lot of zikr with taqwa. Then your food goes down, but the soul food becomes very strong. Ramadan is coming around the corner. If Ramadan is coming, this is how you prepare yourself. Not waiting for seri time, you know what I mean? Cook how? And you know, iftar time, waiting when the dua time, you worry about what food you eat. Why a whole year you eating food? Let us make Ramadan a Ramadan of this kind. No one saying you will not eat. Alhamdulillah, eat well. Eat well. With the intention is, Ya Allah, I can become strong to make ibadah. When you wake up from seri to you eat well, Allah, I can remain the whole day making ibadah. If thou time to, Ya Allah, I can eat that well, don't overeat. Allah, I get strength, I can make ibadah at night. You get in sawab too, and inshallah, you make ibadah, Allah give reward for that time. The first 10 days of Ramadan is rahmat. What the meaning of rahmat? Rahmat means here that Allah Ta'ala has now given you tawfiq of doing good deeds. That the greatest rahmat of Allah Ta'ala is the month of Ramadan, the first 10 days, he says in awwaluf. The first 10 days is rahmat. The meaning of rahmat, Allah Ta'ala has now given a tawfiq of doing good deeds and kept away from gunas. If Allah Ta'ala does not keep away from gunas, you make guna all the time. You know all the time. So the first day is rahmat, first 10 days rahmat. His rahmat is so much on you that you should not wake up with tahajjud namaz, now wake up tahajjud namaz too. You should not read Quran, you read Quran also. You should not read namaz on time, you read namaz also. Everything is tawfiq of Allah. If that's not rahmat, what it is? Man does not even think for a moment that Allah's rahmat is so much on you. So when a person continues doing all the good deeds, all the good deeds he's doing in the first 10 days, kept away from all sins, then automatically he's forgiven. The second 10 days is maghfirat. Allah has forgiven. Yubaddilullahu sayyati muhasanat. All is now good deeds, bad deeds, and finished, Allah does. And then he's forgiven, then the last 10 days he's free from the fire of Jannah. Free fire of Jannah. So what does you more than that? So in the month of Ramadan, from now you must do it. Remember one thing, do not wait for Ramadan. No, we got a habit, when the enemies come, we look for weapons. When enemies come, we look for weapons. The weapon will be beforehand. Then you can do everything. Ramadan came, now knock on your door. The Sahaba Ikram, they get very, very shocked, very happy, full of josh and shock and all that. I'm going to do this, Ya Rasul, tell us. So Ramadan is knocking on your door. Allah must give us Ramadan. But we must know how to spend Ramadan. Spend Ramadan the correct way. And one of the greatest ibadat in the month of Ramadan is zikrullah, tilawat of Quran. Nabi Karim says, there is so much of Quran. I say, all my friends, open the Quran and read the Quran. Any amount of Quran is too little. Because the Quran came in the month of Ramadan. So it will become more close to the Quran. Talk less to the people, which will be kept away from all sins. Allah Ta'ala, 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 ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك. صلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب. Thank you.